I'm Joe Wendelhovich, and you're listening to Fair Deal, an improvised mediation podcast. Okay, so it looks like we have everybody in. Real quick, before we get into it, let's have everybody go around and just introduce yourself. And I want to start with something a little bit different this time. Try to get off to a little bit of a positive note. Say your name and maybe just say one nice or surprising thing that happened to you today or this week. And Courtney, since you're my co-mediator today, we'll just have you start.
Great. Sure. Great. Wonderful. I am Courtney. One wonderful thing that happened to me today is that I put on my sock and my toe popped out.
Wow. What, hole in your sock?
Or it depends on how you look at it. You know, I put on my sock and my little toe wiggled right out. So I guess there's a hole or a space for my toe to breathe.
Okay. And this was a nice thing. This was it comfortable?
Well, it was a warm day and it was a little sweaty there. So, you know, wasn't comfortable, but it also wasn't uncomfortable. You know, it just really depends on the way that you're looking at it. So.
Okay. But it was nice.
Yes.
Good. Great. Thank you. Courtney, why don't you choose the next person to go?
Oh, okay. Popcorn Sam.
Okay. I'm Sam. Something wonderful that happened to me this week was I was filling my humidifier in the bathtub and I dropped the tank and it made a hole in the bathtub, like not the whole tub, but the like top lining. So now there's rust in my bathtub because there's just a hole with rust on it now.
And that's nice.
Well, you know, I just feel bad for water when it's contained. It just doesn't get to be free, you know?
Right.
And I hate my landlord. So if it's leaking, I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Ooh.
Excellent. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah. Going with a real whole theme.
All right, Sam, you want to choose somebody?
Popcorn Tom.
Hi. So this week I got my second COVID vaccine shot. So I'm feeling great, very excited about the future. And now I don't have to wash my hands ever again.
I don't think that's how it works.
Well,
okay. All right, you do you, man. I'm Joe, and a nice thing that happened to me today was my nephew had asked me to make him a Pop-Tart, and it was the last one we had, so I made it for him. I heated it up and everything, and then when I went to go give it to him, he decided he didn't want it anymore, so I got to eat it. So that was a nice thing.
That was a nice thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, you went through all that work.
Well, the nice thing was that you took care of yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the most important thing you can do.
And it was strawberry, which is the best kind of Pop-Tart. Agreed? Mm. Oh, come on.
Yes.
Have you ever had the s'mores one?
That's what I was going to say.
I have.
See, Sam gets it.
No. Well, it's nice to see you two agreeing on something, even though you're both wrong. All right. Well, we'll move on. We're going to move on. Very quickly, before we get into the specifics of today's issue, I just want to go over our rules. You all know them already. Rule number one, everything will be confidential. Rule number two, all decisions will be made voluntarily. And rule number three, everybody will be open-minded and flexible. And of course, sidebars are allowed if you would like to speak with somebody privately. Courtney, is there anything that you would like to add or anything that you think I'm forgetting?
Yes. I would like to add that you should respect the boundaries of others. You know, don't spit, and just really make sure that, you know, we're allowing others to finish their sentences and thoughts before we start our sentences and thoughts. I think that's about it. Great. Take your shoes off before you get in the house and wash your hands. Okay.
Tom, you seem to have an issue with the hand washing and the no spitting rules.
Tom is literally wearing a shirt that says germs on it.
I'm pro germs. Listen, germs are great. Germs are the reason science is where it's at. So let's not pick on germs. Not all germs are bad.
What does that sentence even mean?
Not all germs are bad. Some germs are good.
No, germs are why science is where it's at.
Because they discovered germs and they're like, we got to build off this. And they did.
So you're saying that all science is based on the discovery of germs? Hey, like if I'm an astrophysicist, I'm thinking about germs?
Well, you're thinking of how like a germ or like a cell would react in space. Then yeah, maybe.
Hey, Joe, sidebar.
Sure.
Sidebar.
Sure.
You asked if I had anything to add and any more rules I wanted to add. And then I was deliberately undermined by these people. So if you could just back me up on this one, that would be great. Okay. Unsidebar.
Unsidebar. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, Courtney and I are running this and everything we say is law. Okay.
Oh,
so no spitting, right. And you must wash your hands.
Okay? I'm gonna need to hear that water going.
Fine. I'll wash my hands, but that only because my vaccine doesn't like kick in full throttle until after a week. So I got a week of washing still.
It might be 2 weeks. You should definitely look that up.
And we can see that you are sitting in your bathtub during this meeting, so washing your hands
it should not be hard for you. I guess that's why I threw it out there. I can see the bubbles.
But you see my hands are not under the water, just keep them up.
I know, it is weird that your hands are basically gray and the rest of you is sparkling clean and you're just not washing them. Again, I'm going to need you to respect the rules.
Please respect the rules, Tom.
Okay. I'll wash my hands.
Open-minded and flexible. Okay. But this does make a lot of sense based on the dispute we have, which I'll get into right now. Sam, you emailed me a few days ago, and I'm just going to read the email to everybody. It says, Joe, my stepson, Tom, swears I am flossing the wrong way. He is being super stubborn about it. I've gone as far as to watch videos on YouTube to make sure that I'm flossing the right way, but he swears that his way is correct. Help me prove him wrong, Sam. Well, first of all, we're not here to prove anybody wrong, okay? I want to get that out of the way. Nobody here is wrong. We all just have differing opinions, and we are just looking for a way to meet in the middle and respect others' opinions.
Well, just hopping in for a second, we are correct. Is that correct, Joe? And me, myself and I.
Yes, we are always correct. Tom and Sam, you must
bend to
respect regardless.
Right. Okay. So Sam, is there anything you would like to add to that email? Because it was very short and very to the point. Is anything?
Well, I need to clarify that we're not talking about dental hygiene, because the first time that Tom made fun of me, which by the way, he makes fun of me all the time, was when he said, do you know how to floss? And I said, are you kidding? Look at these gums. And then he made fun of me for Well, he still does. He talks about my gums, which I take a lot. I took a lot of pride in. But I need to clarify that it's a dance move. And I think people don't get that.
Yeah. Yeah, I picked up on that.
Here's the thing.
I picked up on the clues in the email.
She's got so many gums. She's got a lot of gums.
Okay. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
We're still listening to Sam. So.
I'm sorry. You're right.
I have a normal amount of gums for a woman who does not have any gingivitis, nor is missing any teeth. Okay. You look at the braces in your mouth and the amount of gums you've got going on, young man.
So just so I'm clear, Sam, you were talking about the dance move. Tom, you thought she was talking about her gums?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what happened was Tom said, "Do you know how to floss?" And I said, "You know, how dare you, young man? Of course I do." And what he
hey,
was
quick,
asking,
quick
he was
sidebar.
Asking about the dance.
Wait, Sam, then, quick sidebar.
Yes. Let's
how old are you? How old are you?
I am 39 again.
Oh, okay. So like 50?
Rude.
I'm just, your skin looks amazing. And I must say, when I'm your age, I hope to have the same Botox dispenser.
It is face oil. A friend told me about it. Face oil. You put oil on your face every night. And it makes your skin nice.
Okay. Well, could you send me that link after this? Or maybe you could just share it in like the Zoom chat.
Yes. I use a brand that Megan Mullally uses. This is true.
Okay. Unsidebar.
Anyway, so Tom was making a joke because there's a double meaning on the word floss. He was asking if I knew a dance move that he knew I would look terrible doing in my high-waisted pants, which, by the way, I think I've proved him wrong. And when I thought it was about teeth, now he's flipping it back around and saying it's about teeth.
Well, when I asked you if you knew how to floss, it was because I got these braces in my mouth still. And I'm getting them off soon and I'm a little nervous about, I've seen some videos and I get that. And then you did a weird dance move in front of my friends. And I'm just like, what are you doing, lady? And then you're like, I'm flossing. And I'm like, stop it, because you're embarrassing me. Hey, you know, Devin hasn't stopped telling me that I live with some crazy dancing lady. I'm sorry. Yes.
Remember, that was something I sent an email earlier. I said, we're not bringing up Devin in this because Devin has been pretty disrespectful to about all four of us. Okay.
You're right. He is a bully.
Devin's how we all were introduced.
Yeah. So, we can all agree we're not talking Devin today. Okay. I need you to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Count to four.
One, two, three, four.
Now wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Thank you. How did you? Need you to wash your hands.
And while we're not talking about Devin, then I just won't bring up the huge boner he popped while I did my dance.
Okay.
I just won't bring it up.
Sam, we're not bringing up Devin, okay? And we're not bringing up his big boner that he gets every time he sees you floss and every time Joe's voice pops on the radio, okay? We're not going to bring those things up.
Yeah, because I call into several radio stations every morning. Yeah. And I haven't learned my lesson yet. Tom, how old are you?
14 and three quarters.
Okay. I think it's interesting that you're not familiar with flossing, but your 39 to 50 year old stepmother is, because that seems like more your generation.
See, I know about the dance, but it was like a popular dance like when I was like a little kid, like when I was 12. And she's still doing it. And she's just like late. So I don't,
So she's just not up with the times.
Quick question. I know we all know Devin, but again,
we're not going to talk about him, but
we're not talking about Devin. I'm just saying we all know Devin. We all agree we know Devin. We're not talking about Devin's boner pop-ups that happen every time I'm making popcorn. We are talking about Sam and Joe. And Sam and Joe, again, how do you two know each other?
Well, what happened was Joe went and did a talk at Tommy's school, and there was a bake sale. I was not signed up to bring anything because somebody didn't bring home a flyer, but I just had a feeling and I brought something anyway. I brought some donuts.
I'm sorry. I just remembered, we all know how Sam and Joe met. I am wondering how Sam and Tom met, okay? I just needed it said out loud.
Courtney, you did read all the emails I sent you about this. Listen, chains and chains of emails that we exchanged.
My neighbor has this baby that just doesn't stop crying all the time. And so it makes it real hard to get through the chains and chains of emails. And I wish I could just hit a broom and make that baby stop crying, but I guess I need to.
Is it your neighbor crying or a baby crying? Is your neighbor a baby?
My neighbor's a baby.
Person?
Oh. Yeah, my neighbor's a baby. Again, not about me.
And not to make this about Devin, but Devin is your neighbor.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Not again. I thought we weren't talking about Devin.
Just one more thing about Devin.
Yeah.
So I know he's like a bad friend, but I don't, you know, since we moved here, I don't really know a lot of people. And the fact that Sam is like embarrassing me in front of like the three friends I've been able to make, even though they suck, like it's been hard.
Now, let me ask you a question. When I do my dance, after you suppress your boners.
I don't get a boner from you. Mm-hmm. You're married to my dad. That's gross.
Mm-hmm. Not technically related.
No. Sam, he is 14.
Sam. Yeah, Sam, sidebar.
I'm not trying to be weird. I know how 14-year-old boys are. I know. But here's what I'm asking. After that, after you go, oh, she's so embarrassing, and then you make fun of my gums, don't you feel closer as friends?
They bully me so much.
Which makes you closer?
I mean,
I don't mean to act like a mom right now, because clearly I'm a hot young 22-year-old still trying to just live my life and hop in and out of bars and dance it up and just live it. And I do know how to floss very well.
I do love, by the way, I love that you're wearing a crop top to this mediation. Like, I can see the bottom of your boobs and I am so impressed. I'm after this, if you can send me a link.
They're just so perky.
Of where to get those.
They're just so perky.
Yes.
So, you know, I just feel like, Sam, I find it hard to believe that we all are in agreement. We don't talk about Devin, yet you think it's okay for him to be friends with him?
Well, I know.
Oh, that sounded judgy. You know what? I broke Joe's rule. Ah.
But you're right, though. He shouldn't be my friend. He's a bad kid.
To be clear, there have been a lot of judgmental phrases, starting with that if you believe strawberry Pop-Tarts aren't the best, then you're just completely wrong.
Yeah.
So,
hey,
Joe's I'm just saying leader. The judgment-free rule seems to be off the table.
Do I have to be here this whole time? Because
yes,
I don't care if you're getting pruny, mister.
What are you going to do instead? Not do your homework?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, I think I know that no matter what I say, Tom is going to choose the friends he chooses, even if Devon is one of them.
We're not. I thought it was
Devyn.
And I was always told it was Deven.
Weird. He spells it all these different ways for different people because he's an asshole.
Well, I gotta here's the thing. I gotta tell you, I think, and I don't, and I know, and this was one of my rules that I brought up, and I'm sorry to keep bringing it up, but we can all hear Devin crying right now, right? We can all hear Devin crying. So clearly he is having a tough time in his life. Now, I'm not trying to bring any judgment, and I'm not trying to make you agree and like see, prove anybody wrong, right? I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to get us to a point of we're okay now. But we can all agree that Devin's parents abandoned him, right? And that
for sure.
He's just losing it.
And I mean, if he's at our house, he's eating something. So, you know.
Yeah, it shows he doesn't have food at his house. He told me that. He's like, how come your stepmom and dad only buy this dumb food? And I said, we have food, though. And he punched me in the mouth.
Well, that was a snotty answer. I don't want to go in there. Don't make me come in there.
You come in here, I will splash you.
Sam, where are you in the house right now?
I am in my reading nook, which is a folding chair next to the bed.
That sounds so nice.
It is.
And so, now, are you also, is that, it looks like your reading nook is built into a bouncy castle?
Oh, it's a child's pool. But, you know, like the inflatable pool, but I put it in the back so that I have something to lean on.
And Sam, you work at a water park, correct?
I do.
So you probably have access to all kinds of aquatic stuff.
Which doesn't even give us a discount too.
Well, I'm not allowed. My brother gave someone a discount and he was fired for it.
Who did he give the discount to? And how much was the discount?
Well, it was a coupon situation. So he had a coupon and he shouldn't have used the coupon as an employee. So he gave himself a discount. Maybe that's different. I got to look at the rules.
I think it's stealing. I think it's just stealing.
Is it stealing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I was a busboy at Carrabba's many years ago and I got a discount, but I couldn't double it up with coupons. So I understand.
Maybe that's what it was. It was 5 years ago. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I don't give them discounts because Tom and his little hooligan friends come on in. And anyway, we're getting away from the point.
Yeah, we are. So Tom and Sam, tell me about your father / husband and where he stands in all of this. Whose side is he on?
He's not around much.
Is it healthy to set up sides within the same family?
Yes.
Oh, in that case, mine.
He went to court for me and then nothing happened. And then we weren't even close afterwards.
He went to court for you, like you had a court date and he went for you?
No, custody. Like I said, I wanted to live with him. And now he's like on the road all the time.
Man, I really thought like we were talking basketball here.
He's on the road all the time, like he's in a band.
He's a roadie for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Mm. Oh, are they still performing?
They are. It's
very unsafe, but they do it anyway.
It's the singer, the dead singer's brother as the new singer. And most of the band died in the 70s, but they're back.
And I will say, Bert did audition because he's been a roadie with them for, I don't know, was it 5 years, Tom?
I don't know. Seems longer.
Well, I think you should take an interest in your father's work is all I'll say. But he did audition for the lead singer position when it opened, but could not carry a tune. I think part of a solid partnership is not telling your partner where their failings are.
Interesting. And go ahead, Courtney.
Now, I'm no therapist, but I think it's interesting.
What is your job here?
Yeah, like, what do you even do?
Sorry, I choked on banana peel.
You chewing on banana peels, by the way?
It was really good for your skin. It's so you get that glow that Sam's going for with her Botox. So it's now I am here as a helper mediator. I am a cool 22-year-old here to relate.
Nothing.
Sounds blanked out. And I'm here to help mediate. And so I'm not a clinical therapist, is what I wanted to say. I'm not a clinical therapist.
Sam, can we have a sidebar real quick?
Yes, let's sidebar.
Who is this lady and why is she judging me so much?
That you're 14 and a half in a bathtub looking at this 22-year-old woman in a crop top.
I didn't know she was running in a crop top. I didn't know any of this was happening when I hopped in a bath.
You always think I'm going to blame you for everything. I'm not blaming you.
You usually do, though.
Not about this.
All right. Sorry. Whatever.
The thing, while we're in a sidebar, I'm unclear. Are we paying for this session? Because I think I should get to say what I want if I'm paying for it. Not like, that's not a blanket rule for everything, but I feel like for this.
I'm in 10th grade. I'm not paying for this. I don't know.
I'll check in with Bert. Sidebar.
We can hear your sidebars. There are no walls that go up. You don't go on mute. So a couple things. Sorry that my gorgeous body makes you uncomfortable. You are paying us for this. It's a pro bono fee. So
we're not paying you.
No, Courtney, go on. Courtney's going to fully explain what that means.
Bono. So you have to submit paperwork through the state and the state then pays us. So we are getting paid. It's just if the state refuses to pay, then you do have to pay the fee. The fee is $57 per hour. So it's really quite a deal. It is basically pro bono. But if the state agrees to pay it, then they pay us $57. Isn't that exciting? Now, the other part is, Tom, you must be a genius. You're in 10th grade and 14 and three quarters. Wow, wow, wee, wow.
Well, it's really not that, you know.
Okay, that's fine. Back. You were held back and you still are in 10th grade?
Well, he was very young for his grade. Very young. And then was held back.
Oh.
Like the cutoff was September 30th. So the school
could catch up to Tom. They held him back.
It seems that way.
Okay.
I'm very sensitive about this.
Please, I mean, I thought we were here to talk about dance, but if we want to just pick you apart while you're in the bathtub, that seems harmful.
Because especially, you know, I just the bubbles are kind of going down a little bit now, and I just
can I turn my camera off
for, I'm afraid you're gonna leave
get
us.
Out no I won't
leave. Why don't you just re-angle it, but not oh god not down what not down not down not oh down. My god
oh, it's lift down. It up. I'm sorry I'm trying to fix it. I'm
not
trying to
into fix the water worse. Tom
oh sorry
Tom,
there's a mirror to where you turned it. There's a mirror there. Why is it? Why are you in a clear bathtub?
Tom, turn the camera off.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, put a rubber band over the front of it.
And just make a little bit of noise so we still know you're there.
I'm still here. I just have the camera off and I'm sorry.
So, Sam and Tom, can you tell us about your relationship before this whole flossing thing went down? Did you get along?
What is this past tense? We're getting along fine. Tom makes fun of me constantly, and I give him a hard time when he's not naked in the tub.
So,
I mean, yeah, that sounds
about right. I never got to throw in my unprofessional opinion.
Oh, sorry.
My unprofessional opinion is, I find it very interesting that Sam thinks it's healthy to not tell the dad, Bert, any of his flaws. Yet Tom is craving to tell Sam all of her flaws. And so it's, what does this mean? How do we put this all together? Where are we going with all this? Tom, can we just get a little noise to let us know you're still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You can just give us a little splash every once in a while, or squeeze that rubber ducky that I saw you had.
I mean, that was an unprofessional opinion. Yeah.
Hey, Sam, can you tell us Bert's flaws?
Bert? What?
Bert's what flaws? Is Bert's flaws?
Oh, his failings?
I know you heard floss, but...
How does my dad floss?
No, flaws.
Bert's is flossing one of his flaws?
F-L-O-S-S.
He does not floss. And as I said, part of love is ignoring and not even seeing your partner's failings, never acknowledging it. So sure, he's not the lead singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Neither are any of us. Nor is the original lead singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That's because he died in a plane crash.
I was just going to say I wasn't sure.
I didn't remember.
If they were the ones that died in the plane crash.
Yeah, like five of their 8-person band died in a plane crash.
So there were a lot of job openings.
And who is Led Zeppelin?
There's 4 other guys.
You are so young, and I want to throw up in your face.
Okay. Well, I'm young, so my skin's still tight.
Anyway, I floss the way that the boy with the backpack, all those boys with backpacks, that's how they told me how to do it.
That video was like 5 years
they're
old.
They're non-binary.
Oh, I love a non-binary kid. Okay.
Yes, I just wanted to point that out. I think that we need to be, we need to be mindful.
My mistake, I did not know. The person with a backpack who was on the television with the firework lady, I watched that video in slow motion and I did it that way.
And how long ago did you watch this video? Because you're a couple years behind.
What do you mean?
Like, yeah, when was the first time you saw this video?
Flossing is at least, 3 or 4 years old, probably more than that.
My coworker Lorraine sent it to me.
And what does Lorraine do at the water park?
Oh, she's the secretary. She knows everybody's business. I love her.
So she's the first face everyone sees when they walk into the water park.
She works in the office.
Joe, do you know how other parks work?
No.
One time I had to call her work because something happened at school.
Say what happened.
And Lorraine answered the phone.
You're gonna tell the story.
We're not.
I don't want to say.
Is Devin involved?
Of course, Devin's
involved. He shit in Devin's locker. My Tommy shit in Devin's locker. He did a shit right in the bottom.
Well, you know what? Sidebar, everyone. We all wish we shit in Devin's locker, don't we?
On sidebar, everyone.
On sidebar.
Well, like I was saying, I called her work and Lorraine was on the phone and she kept asking me all these questions about my life and my dad and what he did and what I do and what I like in school. And I was just like, Lorraine, can you get over this and put my stepmom on?
Oh, that's why Lorraine calls you the little jackass. That makes a lot more sense now. I thought it was because of the shitting incident that you were doing stunts, which is also why I don't give you any discounts.
It was hilarious.
But it's actually because you were an asshole to her, to my dear friend, Lorraine.
She kept talking to me and I didn't want to talk to her.
Okay, teenager. I know that when people talk to you, it's a direct affront. But if you're going to live in the world, people are going to talk to you. If you're going to eventually have a job, people are going to talk to you. You cannot be an asshole to my dear friend Lorraine because she's curious about your life.
I think we need to get back to the relationship between you two, because we're blaming a lot on Lorraine and we're blaming a lot on Devin, and we all hate Devin.
I have no blame for Lorraine. In fact, I have no blame for Devin, even though we are not talking about him right now. I have blame for this young man's poor manners.
Yeah, I agree. So what's up with your manners, Tom?
Well, when I was like real little and like Dad was home a lot more, he told me that a lot of people think that respect is to be given no matter what. And after, you know, he was home a long time, he said, don't listen to that. Respect is actually to be earned. And if someone shows you disrespect, then you can show them disrespect. So when I asked about Floss and she did a weird dance at me and my friends, that was disrespect. So
was that the first time that you had ever disagreed?
We had had other disagreements, but that one was in front of my friends, and it's not Devin, but Jacob. It's on Jacob's TikTok, the whole dance. And everyone in my school has seen it. And
I'm sorry. Are you angry that your friend has 3.2 million views?
Yeah, I follow Jacob.
Yeah, he's a good follow.
That's a weird angle of you. I did not realize that was you. You made it on.
I was wearing a like one of those ski masks that cover your whole face.
Yeah, why?
It was cold that day.
But you were otherwise you were in a tank top and shorts. That's
thinking those really high-waisted shorts.
Well, you know how I have a little work done.
Yeah.
So when I say it was
what?
Cold,
what?
I used face oil, the same face oil as Megan Mullally, which is true. When I say it was very cold that day, it may mean that perhaps it was a little bit of recovery happening. And I was very cold on just my face.
So when...
And I didn't want to startle the boys.
So
you put a ski mask on.
Millions of people laughed at you. And it doesn't help.
That I have you as an emoji on my phone now.
Ooh. Lorraine added me as a Slack reaction.
Slack at the water park?
Yeah, well, we got to make sure to let everyone know when someone dookies in a pool.
I got a temporary tattoo of you when I was down at the Ocean City Boardwalk.
I am flattered. Now, see, Tommy, is this a bad thing? Really?
This is a little embarrassing. It's unwanted attention.
Any attention for you is unwanted.
So what?
I think, Sam, first of all, my friends are not going to believe this is basically like, I'm just like, it, like in awe right now that like I'm in your celebrity presence, but I am going to need you to just remember my rules of taking your shoes off and not spitting. Cause right now I can't see your face after you whispered a bunch, I guess, are your lips still recovering or something? It is. Your picture is really wet, and it looks like you have your sandals on still.
So. Oh, those are just my feet.
Oh my god!
Oh,
here's the thing: she always has her sandals on.
Those are just my feet. Those are just
what I'm. Tom, what I'm hearing is those are just her feet. That's what I'm hearing.
They're bulky, and they look like they're held on by straps.
That is incredibly rude. And if you weren't always taking up time in the bathtub, then maybe I could soak my feet a little and try and shave all that nonsense off. But as it is, walk around with my...
She walks around with her sandal. Tom, turn your camera off again. You turned it back on.
Sorry. I thought it was a save to come back.
Oh my God, Tom. close it off. Turn it off.
God. Fine, hold on. All right, cameras off. I'm putting on my swim trunks. And
you had them there the whole time?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I didn't know we had to be on camera. All right, and I'm putting on
my
favorite shirt.
You were wearing just the Germs t-shirt in the bathtub and nothing else?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called pooing?
No, honey, that's what you did before you got in the tub.
No, I was pooing in the tub.
No.
Hey, it's when you just wear a t-shirt like Winnie the Pooh.
Can we establish at this point that any criticism I have of this young man is correct? That he's taking a dump in my tub. We already know there's a hole in the bottom. I'm
just gonna say, maybe he's not even like sitting on it now that you made the hole in the tub.
I was sitting on the hole and stopping the water from going in.
So is this one of the other disagreements you used to have that you mentioned, Tom? You mentioned the two of you used to have other disagreements.
Yeah.
This is one of them. Any others you'd like to bring up? Quickly, because we do have to start to wrap up and I guess come to the solution.
I just want an acknowledgement that maybe her behavior made me feel awkward in front of my friends.
Okay, that's interesting that that's what you're looking for. And then Sam, what are you looking to get out of this?
I'm looking for this little shit to cut me a break.
Yeah, well, we're gonna need to clean that up.
And that language.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
That's sidebar. Joe.
Yeah.
When I am responding to somebody, I know this is the end of our meeting, but you know, if we ever do another one, when somebody talks and I respond to that, I'm probably talking about the last thing that they talked about. Professionally, yeah. That's what I meant.
Okay.
So, okay. On okay. Sidebar.
I was talking about shiz.
Oh. I wish you had told us before we sidebarred about that, and I seemed...
Fine, I'll just poop rude. In the toilet for now on. How about that?
That seems like a pretty low bar.
Yeah, Sam, is that really all that you wanted out of this? For him to shit in the toilet?
No, I mean, I would like Tom to stop making fun of me when I'm the one who's making him his hamburger helper, and I'm the one that's making sure he has his shoes all ready to go when he's going to school.
Well, you make the hamburger helper wrong.
Tom, let Sam finish with what she wants, and then we're going to figure out how to get everybody what they want.
Tom thinks it's wrong to put impossible meat in a hamburger helper, but I'll tell you, it's possible, and it's fine.
Well, then why would they call it impossible?
Because it's so Thank good. You. How can you believe? How can you believe that it's not actually meat when it's very good? We had taco bowls tonight. That's why Tom's taking a bath right now. You know, like burrito bowls, taco bowls. You put all the stuff in it, you put it in a bowl.
I heard taco bowls. Really good.
Well, I'd love to know what that is. Send me a recipe after this. Send me a link. We are going to be close or enemies by the end of this.
Sure. Do you always need a bath after eating tacos?
Well, sometimes when I go to the bathroom and it's like big, I feel unclean and I need to soak because.
So it's more of a soak, not a bath.
Yeah. And that's okay. Why I don't want to wash my hands in that water.
In what water?
The water I've been sitting in and soaking in post taco dump.
So, okay.
Hey, Courtney, sidebar.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry.
When one of our parties is speaking, please just like listen to what they're saying so we all know what's going on.
I get it.
All right.
Okay, very good. I am so sorry. I was just really focusing on, you know, my rule of you got to wash your hands. And it's hard for me to wrap my brain around that, okay. You know? Okay, I'm sorry.
On sidebar.
It's got to be tough to focus with all that crying in the background. Not that we're talking about.
I got to tell you again, and I know we're trying to come to a resolution between you two, but at some point I would like to get Devin. And I know we're not talking about him. I'm the one that said, don't talk about him. We're not talking about him. But how hard is it to just acknowledge when someone's crying, you know? Like, why is nobody in his house acknowledging him?
Well, he told them he moved away and didn't want to be their friends anymore. But he really only moved like a little bit away.
Yeah.
So his parents might be living in their original residence.
He just seems so broken. And that's like, to me, that's the heart of this argument. You know, we take Devin out of this conversation and it's Hamburger Helper Deluxe. It's floss it up, poop in a locker Deluxe. It's
Courtney, can I sidebar with you for a moment?
Sure. Sure. Yes. Yeah.
I don't think our issue has anything to do with Devin. I think you want to talk about Devin a lot.
I can't help it. It's like in my mind. I am so sorry. I am trying to get it together and focus on you. But all I hear is Devin, Devin, Devin.
Well,
and
he's constantly
every time I say Devin, I see it spelled a different way. You know?
Yeah.
I just, it's,
the I mean, kid
is devastating. Devastating. And the boners make it so hard to help. I mean
the crying and the boners is
a crying and the boners are a lot. Yeah, it's
I mean, can you see it? Well, we can unsidebar, but can you see why I would do a dance when this young man is constantly crying and popping boners?
I get where you're
coming from. In my house while I'm giving him Chex Mix.
Yeah, and I see where you're coming from. Maybe we can get Tom to see where you're coming from now. You know,
so you know Devin gets a boner when he sees people dancing and basically any other time.
Yeah.
And he's real sad. So you danced for him?
I danced for you, Tom, because even though we have been sharing space without Bert for the majority of the last 3 years, you still seem to hate me. You still seem to pick apart everything I do. So if I'm going to be the big embarrassment for you and you're not going to get along with me, then I'm going to enjoy being a bit embarrassment. And I'm going to enjoy being a temporary tattoo on Joseph's ass. And you can take that or.
Hey, how did you know it was there?
Where else would you put this face?
True.
Okay. Good point. Yeah.
My real mom would never say any of those things to me.
Well, I'm not her. And you chose to live with Bert.
Tom, who's your real mom?
What?
Who's your real mom?
I don't want to talk about it. She's not here.
Okay. Well,
her name's Elizabeth. She lives in New Jersey. Tom wanted to stay living here. He didn't want to move away and lose all his friends.
She's a roadie for Bon Jovi.
So I see why it never worked out between her and Bert.
Yeah. You chose Lynyrd Skynyrd.
You know how Bert and I met?
How?
I was trying to be a groupie. Didn't go well. Didn't like my dance moves. But met the roadie. Now we're married. Very happy when he's in town all 6 weeks of the year.
She tells my friends that story.
So what dance moves were you doing back then?
3 years ago. Well, yeah, what were you doing 3 years ago when flossing was it?
Oh, I had finally gotten the worm. My core strength had gotten to that point. But the part where you lift your face up and it just didn't. I think I can do the worm.
My God. Are you the slinky slug?
Yes.
The slinky slug that, oh my God.
Yeah, she's been a meme twice. Yes, she's been a meme twice. Yes.
That's so crazy.
So 3 years ago, you were really big on
Vine. I was at the very end of Vine. It was the kid and me.
Wow, that's amazing. Look at this filter I have. Do you see it? Do you see my filter that I just put on? Who am I? Who am
Sam.
I? Right?
God.
All right, I'll take it off because that's unprofessional.
It's very unprofessional.
Sam.
What?
You put your blinders on. I need you to take your blinders off.
I thought we were doing filters now.
No, I just wanted to show you. Okay, I'm gonna show you one more time. Slinky slug.
Yeah. And can you can tell it's me now by the feed, right?
Yeah, that's so weird. I thought this is just so weird. I've never seen feet like that before.
Believe
I thought
they were
special calf hair sandals.
Believe it or not, landed me a man. What can I say?
When I was in seventh grade and my friends found out my dad was marrying the slug lady, my friends were like, your dad's doing a slug.
Now see, that's hurtful.
It was hurtful because you're an embarrassing person.
That's not accurate. I'm a person who is embarrassing.
Okay.
Sometimes or most of the times. And you are a person who is an asshole.
Okay.
Sometimes or a lot of the time.
So real quick, before this is over, Sam, I would love to do a, Joe, what's it called when we're not in this room anymore, but we're in a different room?
Sidebar?
I would love to do a sidebar with you.
Doesn't even know what a sidebar is.
You called me, Courtney, you've been calling a lot of sidebars.
Are you like drunk?
Tom, can we sidebar for a second?
Yeah, let's sidebar. I don't want to be here anymore. Can we go?
Joe, tell us the truth. Who is this woman?
Wait, am I in this sidebar?
Yes, I called a sidebar with the both of you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen.
Is she a moderator?
I accidentally went to a moderation expo and met her, and I was too embarrassed to admit that I made that mistake. I meant to go to the mediation expo that was across the street, but by the time I realized my mistake, it was like hours into it, and
I'm gonna sidebar into this. Okay. I'm gonna jump in on this. I am a moderator, but you know, sometimes those words are interchangeable, and that it depends on who you're talking to and who you're looking at, you know. You know, obviously they don't let all 22-year-olds mediate, but I had confidence and a crop top, so. And tight skin.
Hey,
so,
what is this past tense? You still have confidence.
And a crop top.
Thank you.
Although I do think one of your bubbies has slipped out a little bit.
Oops. I just popped it back in with gravity. Because I didn't stand. Anyway.
All right, can we unsidebar?
Can we unsidebar? Yeah, I was just going to say that please, too. Let's unsidebar.
I feel so much better now that we're regular barred.
I know. I just wanted to say, Sam, I would like to get your autograph at the end of this just because my friends are never going to believe this. But I think that we need to come to a place of understanding. We don't need to come to a place of agreement. We don't need to come to a place of right and wrong. We just need to come to a place of
respect.
Tom, yeah, and maybe not respect, because like
it's earned.
Exactly. I agree with Bert, Tom's dad. And so
I guess my question is, what earns your respect, Tom? Because every time I see you interact with a person, it's like watching a man spit on a baby. That's the
you know how I feel about that.
Why? You know why do you say that? Why did you say that one? Because I spit on a baby once?
Well, I believe that that may have been partially an accident. I will give you the benefit of the doubt because you are my stepson. But in what?
It was a sneeze.
You sneezed on a baby?
Yeah, I didn't know he was there, though.
Where did the baby come from?
Wait, are you that meme of the guy spitting on the baby?
Baby spit boy.
Where you like do that scream sneeze and it just like full open mouth right on that baby.
Yeah.
That baby is like the Slimer. It looks like the Slimer afterwards. I
drank a bunch of milk right before. So.
Oh my God. That one was actually on the news. That was
very embarrassing.
And like you almost went to jail for that.
Yeah, it was technically assault. So
yeah.
God. Well, as we said, it is partially an accident. But my question remains the same, Tommy. Who do you respect? What does respect look like for you? Because as someone who does almost everything for you, I think I deserve some respect.
You do everything for me, but you don't let me do anything.
Okay, you can clean that bathroom when you're done.
Fine, I will. I will clean it.
Good. Now, what does respect look like for you? You keep changing the topic. I'm going to come right back because I'm obnoxious.
Respect is someone who lets me do what I want to do in a way that is fine and that I want to do. So you don't ever let me do anything. You're just a lady who lives in my house, who makes embarrassing videos and married my dad, and he's not here. So
we're just stuck. So you don't want to see any of this water park money putting groceries in your fridge.
Well,
putting detergent in your laundry.
I don't really do a lot of laundry, so.
Yeah, I know. I do it. Tom.
Okay. Well, so. Let's see, Tom, can you understand that Sam is frustrated with you because she just wants to be loved by you? And Sam, can you understand that Tom is never going to respect you?
Thank you.
All right.
Great.
So where I'll leave things, Tom, is I'm going to dance in whatever clothes I want because Courtney's going to send me a link to that crop top. And you're going to make all your own food and clean all your own shit.
I do clean my own shit. I wipe it, then I soak.
Well, I'm talking about shit meaning your stuff.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not going to clean up after you. I'm not going to do your laundry.
All right. How about this? Let's do this for a week, and we'll see who's right after a week. How about that?
And how about this? If after a week, you both are living your lives and didn't get in an argument, I think you should both go and take a shit in Devin's locker together.
Fine.
Okay? Well, I don't think I'd be allowed to just walk in the school. They got very upset when I brought those donuts that one time because I wasn't signed up for the snack fair.
Listen, no one likes it when you poop in the locker. I know. So just do it anyway.
Right. I'm saying I don't think I would even get to the locker.
Sam, did you hear that motto? No one likes when you poop in a locker, so just do it anyway.
Well, Sam, Devin comes to your house, so maybe you could just poop right on Devin.
He's 14 and a half. That seems inappropriate.
I would argue it's inappropriate no matter how old he was.
How about I poop in his shoes? We'll call it in the middle.
Yeah, poop in his shoes.
Okay.
Great. Oh, look at us coming together.
So I think we're all satisfied.
Yeah.
Great.
We'll all poop in Devin's shoes in 1 week. We're
all poop in Devin's shoes and then meet about it.
I feel worse.
I feel better.
I feel good.
3 out of 4 is not bad. Better than how we usually do, Courtney.
Hey, Joe, sidebar?
Sure.
We shouldn't tell people how we usually do. It's 100% success rate.
Hey, Tom, sidebar?
Yeah.
If you're doing everything, you're submitting the receipt for this to the state, okay? I'm not paying $57 for this. for a bunch of unprofessional opinions.
I don't have $57.
Well, it seems like this arrangement already is going to fail, but I'm just telling you, you can send a letter.
I don't have any stamps.
Okay, you can send a fax.
Hey, sidebar. I'll help you do the paperwork.
Thank you.
Who are you sidebarring with?
I can hear you.
Embarrassing.
You know what was embarrassing? The fact that it took you 48 minutes to put on swim trunks.
I didn't know there'd be a video component.
The Zoom. Anyway. And I apologize for my reveal. And I'm sorry I had to do a handstand I'm just flexible.
Thank you for apologizing.
Can we go?
Yeah, we need to go. Very, very quickly, we like to end things with exchanging compliments. So Tom and Sam, please give each other a compliment very, very quickly.
You sometimes don't mess up my lunch when you make lunch for me to bring to school.
Sometimes when you walk in the door and if you're farting, it looks like you're smiling at me, and that's nice. You got a nice smile.
Thank you. You have a lot of gums, so.
No, I have a normal amount of gums.
This again. All right. Well, looks like it was good.
All right. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. I'm glad most of us are happy. And that's all we can really hope for. Before we finish up, is there anything that anybody would like to plug before we say goodbye?
I don't know why I keep talking when I don't have anything to say. I just feel like I need to fill empty silences. And I guess that is the 22-year-old in me, you know? I always feel like I have important things to say. And
you know how I know you're 22?
How?
You're a moderator and a mediator, and yet this is still about you. I ought to be young.
Thank you.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I know I said earlier I got like the COVID vaccine and I'm doing well. Just because people can go to concerts, like, don't go see Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's not even the real band. And if you go and see them, that means my dad's not home. So just think about that.
I would also, that's really sweet, Tom. I would also just, I'm going to throw my email out. It's hottiegirl4428 at hotmail.com. And I just want anybody that can give me information on getting a baby to sleep. Okay. Getting a baby to sleep and not giving them a boner.
How do you spell that? Because it feels like there was a W in there.
HOTTIYE 4428.
Okay. Sam, was there anything you wanted to plug or just any closing remarks?
Oh, on Tuesdays, there's a lovely podcast / Twitch stream called Tuesday Tuesdays, which a nice man who's also named Joe hosts. And it's like,
nicer man than me.
That's arguable. You're both very equally nice humans. And it's meant to be like hanging out with your friends.
Awesome. Thank you. So before we sign off, any last remarks about Devin or otherwise?
Are we talking about him now? Because I can.
No.
Yeah, if we're talking about
we're
him,
not talking
we should
about
just
let's
do a fade
talk
out.
About
you know
that hair. Yes.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Right, well, we don't have time to
and
get
he,
into that.
And he shaved down his teeth. Did you see that? Just shaved them down.
I don't even know how.
Yeah. Talk about
it's
your
really
feet.
Gross.
Talk about his
about
mouth.
It. I know all about it. It's really gross.
I think it's rude that you compared those two. My feet are a lot less gross than his shaved down teeth.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to say goodbye. Sam and Tom, you can expect your bill in the mail in a few business days. Thank you for your time.
Yes. Just send me an email and I'll help you fill out the form. hottiegirl4428@hotmail.com.
Can you spell that? Because I didn't write it down.
We'll do it on the fade out.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of the day. This has been Fair Deal Podcast. I'd like to thank my guests, Sam Abrams, Courtney Farrell, and Tom Hannigan. And thank you to Sarah for the inspiration for this episode. If you have a dispute that you'd like to hear settled on the podcast, you can email us at fairdealpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Joe Wendell-Huffich. Thanks for listening.